This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the U.N. Security Council that Russia is planning to attack Ukraine within days. Blinken described the Biden administration's concerns Thursday after making a last-minute change to his travel plans as fears mount that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. He said U.S. intelligence predicts an attack that includes missile and bomb strikes against Ukraine, cyber attacks on key Ukrainian institutions, and tank and troop invasions on vital targets, including the capital, Kiev. He said the attack could be preceded by a fabricated excuse involving a fake or a real chemical weapons assault. Russia continues to deny it. It is planning to invade Ukraine and maintains it can rightfully deploy troops where it feels necessary to offset threats from NATO. The Kremlin wants the West to bar Ukraine and other former Soviet nations from joining NATO in weapons deployments near its borders and withdraw forces from Eastern Europe. The Western allies have rejected all of those demands. Also Thursday, Russia expelled the U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Russia, Bart Gorman, in a statement from the White House calling the move unprovoked. It said the United States is considering its response. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News. Canadian police warn protesters occupying central Ottawa of imminent action to clear them from the capital and began making some arrests on Thursday evening to end a crisis that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warned was threatening public safety. Truckers opposing coronavirus mandates have blocked roads in downtown Ottawa for nearly 3 weeks, the centerpiece of a movement that has inspired anti-government protests in other countries and temporarily shut border crossings with the U.S. Threats of fines and jail helped convince some protesters to retreat this week from four U.S. border points. Police were seen arresting several protesters on Thursday evening, including Chris Barber, one of their main fundraisers and organizers. Officers handcuffed him and placed him in the back of a police vehicle, a video posted to his organizer's Facebook page showed. There was no immediate police comment. Police said they would restrict access to downtown Ottawa and that officers had begun erecting barriers around government buildings. They have also distributed leaflets warning truck drivers and others of severe penalties. Iran's supreme leader vowing Thursday that his country would ramp up development of its civilian nuclear program as major world powers continue talks in Vienna to revive Tehran's landmark nuclear deal. In a televised speech Thursday, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei urged the importance of nuclear energy for Iran, while again asserting that it had no interest in nuclear weapons. The accord, which former President Donald Trump abandoned nearly 4 years ago, granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Iran's nuclear negotiator tweeted late Wednesday that the parties were closer than ever to an agreement, but talks have repeatedly stalled in recent months as Iranian negotiators pressed hardline demands. The U.S. state of California is changing its approach to the coronavirus pandemic, emphasizing prevention and quick reactions to outbreaks over mandates. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced the shift Thursday, which comes nearly 2 years after he imposed the first statewide stay-home order as the virus surged here in the United States. Newsom said there is no finish line to the pandemic. His plan is meant to return life to normalcy while putting in place policies and procedures and institutions that can more quickly identify a surge and react to it. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.